Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Sota. Mishnah Vav lists additional things that they would do to the Sota to cause her embarrassment. Again, so that if she was guilty, she will realize that things are only going to get worse if she doesn't admit it, and she should really better go ahead and admit it. And so Mishnah Vav tells us, Hoysa miskasabil upon him, if she was wearing white clothes, and the white clothes in the time of the Mishnah were especially expensive, then mechasabishkorim, they would make her change out of the white clothes into black clothes, which are much less attractive and much less expensive, and so she would feel more ugly. Hayu alea klei zahav, if she was wearing gold on her clothes, vikatlayos or nikoses, nizamim earrings, vitabos rings, so jewelry. Also, that helps her makes her feel pretty. Ma'avir mimena, we made her take her off. Kedei l'navla, to make her feel ugly, because we want her to feel ugly and embarrassed, so that she will realize things are not going well here, and once she drinks the water, it's going to be much, much worse. And she should admit it. The Mishnah continues, Achar kach, after that, mevi chevel mitzri. They would bring a rope made out of palm leaves, vikoshol lemalami dada, and they would tie it above her breasts. Now, the reason for that is, of course, because her clothes have been torn, and if her clothes weren't tied up by this rope, then they would likely fall down. We want her to be embarrassed, but we don't want her to be naked. And so the fact that the upper part of her garment is torn and the rest of it's being held up by a very, very simple, plain rope made out of palm fronds is certainly something that's going to be embarrassing and make her feel awkward and ugly. And that's, of course, what we're trying to accomplish. Michal wrote that Liros... Oliros, and anybody who wants to come and watch can do so, because after all, the goal here is to embarrass her, and so therefore this is all done in public, so anybody who wants to come can watch. Except, there is one exception, and that one exception is Chutz Me'abadev Shechosel, except for her personal maids and servants. And the reason for that is they are not allowed to come. After all, the reason that we're trying to do all these things are to embarrass her, and the reason we want to embarrass her is so that she should admit her guilt. But in the presence of her servants, she's almost certainly not going to admit her guilt, because she feels very superior to them, and so she is not going to admit that she did such a terrible thing when she's in front of her servants, who would then have reason to look down on her. So she's certainly not going to admit it, and that would be then counterproductive. So they are not allowed to come watch. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chol anashim mutaros lirosa, and all the women are permitted to come see her. Now that's a little odd, because we just said that everybody's not permitted to come see her. And so the Gemara explains that, in fact, men are permitted to come see. Women are, in fact, encouraged and obligated to come see. And the reason for that is, Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, in Yechezkel, v'ni vasru kol anashim lirosa, maschena, that women, all of the women, should be warned and not to do like your lewd behavior. And that's the idea here, that people should see how terrible this is for her, and what a horrible experience she's having, and how embarrassed she is and demeaned she is, and they should learn from that to not sin in this matter, and to be faithful to their husbands, and if they're having marital issues, so try to work them out or ask for divorce, but don't go committing adultery.